Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Jam Vishpad Paramahamsa Pravajikacharya Sotara Sata Shishimade Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki Jayam Vishpad Paramahamsa Pravajikacharya Sotara Sata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ke Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ke Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ke Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghana Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghana Shad Goswami Prabhagan ke Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ke Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Gigovardhan ke Rajabhumi Vrindavan Dham K, Navadvip Mayapur Dham K, Jagannath Puri Dham K, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam K, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda K, Gaur Premanande. Our glories to the assembled devotees. Our glories to the assembled devotees. Our glories to the assembled devotees. Our glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Bhadaya Krishna Bhastaya Vale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namaste Saraswati Devi Chaitanya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're getting to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 18, King Yayati Regains His Youth, Text 33 through 37. Is that on the board? I'll do the first few verses. Yadum cha tuvasam chaiva devayani vrajayata druhyum chanum chapurum cha sharmishta varsha parvani. Devayani gave birth to Yadu and Turvasu, and Shamishta gave birth to Druya, Anu, and Puru. Garbasambhamvam Asurya Bratur Vigyaya Manani Devayani Paturgeham Yakroda Vimurchita. When the proud Devayani understood from outside sources that Sarmishta was pregnant by her husband, she was frenzied with anger. Thus she departed for her father's house. Priyamangata Kami vachabir upamantrayan na prasadayutum sheke padasam vahanadibi. King Yati, who was very lusty, followed his wife, caught her, and tried to appease her by speaking pleasing words and massaging her feet. but he could not satisfy her by any means. Shukrastamaha kupata shri kaman rita purusha tvam jara vishatamanda virupa karani nirnam. Shukacharya was extremely angry. You untruthful fool, lusting after women. You've done a great wrong, he said. I therefore curse you to be attacked and disfigured by old age and invalidity. Today's verse, you could repeat. Yayatir uvacha. Atriptosmyadya kamanam. Brahman duhitari. Brahman duhitari smate. Vyatyasya tam yatakamam. Vyavasayo bidashyati. Shriyayatir uvacha. Achiptosmyadya kamanam. Brahman duhitari smate. Duhitari smate. Vyatyasya tam yatakamam. Vyavasayo bidashyati. Shriyayatir uvacha. Atriptosmyadya kamanam. Brahman duhitari smate. Vyatyasya tam yatakamam. Vyavasayo bidashyati. Tosmidya kamanam. Brahmanduhi tarismate. Vyatyasya tam yatakamam. Vyavasayo bidashyati. Niyatiravacha. Yiptosmyadya kamanam. Manduhitrasmate. Yatyasya tam yatakamam. Vaishnavis. Shriyatiravacha. Atriptosmadya kamanam. Brahman duhatri smate. Yatyasya tam yatakamam. Vayasayo vidasyati. Shriyatir vacha. Kamanam. Brahman duhatari smate. Vyatyasya tam yatakamam. Vayasayo vidasyati. Shriyati uvacha. King Yati said, Atriptaha, unsatisfied. Asmi, I am. Adya, till now. Kamanam, to satisfy my lusty desires. Brahman, O learned Brahmana. Dihitari, in connection with the daughter. Sma, in the past. Te, your. Vyatyasyatam, just exchange. Yatakaman, as long as you are lusty. Vyavasa, with youth. Ya abhidhasyati, of one who agrees to exchange your old age for his youth. Translation, purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Yati said, O learned, worshipable Brahmana, I've not yet satisfied my lusty desires with your daughter. Sukracharya then replied, You may exchange your old age with someone who will agree to transfer his youth to you. Please repeat. King Yati said, O learned, worshipable Brahmana, I've not yet satisfied my lusty desires with your daughter. Sukracharya then replied, You may exchange your old age with someone who will agree to transfer his youth to you. Purport. When King Yayati said that he had not yet satisfied his lusty desires with Sukracharya's daughter, Sukracharya saw that it was against the interests of his own daughter for Yayati to continue in old age and invalidity, for certainly his lusty daughter would not be satisfied. Therefore, Sukracharya blessed his son-in-law by saying that he could exchange his old age for someone else's youth. He indicated that if Yayati's son would exchange his youth for Yayati's old age, Yayati could continue to enjoy sex with Devayani. Srila Prabhupada ki. So before I begin, for those of you who don't know me, or I don't have the pleasure of knowing you, my name's Rajendra Nandana Das. I'm an insignificant disciple of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And I'd like to serve properly the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of love for Krishna. But to do so, I have to ask you sincerely, could we say these prayers together to our spiritual masters and to the Lord that they might allow me to serve properly the message and that you might properly serve the message by hearing attentively? If you would. Om Jnanatamarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhana Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakopatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. How shameless of King Yayati that he would even consider asking one of his sons, you give me your youth so that I can enjoy sex with your mother, with my wife. Don't worry. You're my subordinate. I'll give you my blessings. You'll be old. You'll be infirm. No problem. Just let me enjoy. How shameless. When Srila Prabhupada talks about this sex life, desire for sense gratification, he so often quotes Rishabhdev from the fifth canto. Nunam pramata kurate vikarma, yad indriya prittye aprinoti. People are mad after sense gratification. The epitome of sense gratification we all know too well is sex desire. Srila Prabhupada tells us that it is the chains that keep us bound in this material world. Maitunya agara, the chains of sex desire. This is what keeps the pure living entities conditioned in this material world. Pramatta. Matta means mad, and pra means so mad, extremely crazy. And in the 6+ decades that I've been on this planet, in this body, I've seen the acceleration of Kali Yuga madness just expand and increase exponentially. Srila Prabhupada talks in the sixth canto, Ajamiya. He happened to see one couple embracing, a Shudra couple and man embracing in the road, and he became infected with lusty desire. There is nowhere you can look, practically speaking these days, without seeing, hey, sex will make you happy. This is what it's about. Enjoy it as much as you can, as often as you can. So, of course, this is just animal life. It may be polished, but it's pleasure that the humans are racing after, madly racing after. It's the same pleasure that a dog, a pigeon, a monkey, a snail, any of the species enjoy. And that apparent happiness, that little touch of pleasure, momentarily becoming bewildered and forgetting your suffering, that is the worst enemy of us conditioned souls. Because it deludes us into thinking there is some chance of being happy in this world outside of Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada said every member of ISKCON should be convinced that there is no happiness in this material world. Of course, the purport is no happiness except devotional service to Lord Krishna. That's a whole nother reality. But this sex desire, Prabhupada said it was the curse of you Westerners. The fact of the matter is, these days there's hardly any differentiation between the West and the East because Kali Yuga has spread its tentacles throughout. And everybody's crazy. This lust desire starts with envy of Krishna. Envy of Krishna. Because of our envy, we've been placed in this material world and we have been given a false ego where by we will embrace any miserable material body we inhabit. And when you think you're the material body, I mean, it's not a matter of thinking, you know you're the material body, then of course, what's going to be your standard of happiness? Sensual pleasure, senses gratifying. What other option is there? And from sense gratification, of course, comes sin. Because there is no amount of sex that you can have that will satisfy the eternal soul. The flickering happiness does not satisfy you and I. And as a result, when you try harder to enjoy, the enjoyment just becomes more and more degraded. Thus, the sinful activities just pile on heavy, continuously. And of course, from such sin, we suffer in this life. We suffer in the next life. These material desires are what are causing us to take birth again, 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 and again. in the material body means misery. We're trying to be happy in this world, but if you have a material body, it's the package of misery. You cannot escape it. Period. You can transcend it by the mercy of Krishna, and that's what's being offered to you and me. And by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the mercy of our spiritual master, we're taking up this process to give up lust. No easy thing. Srila Prabhupada, he's tried repeatedly to warn us how dangerous this conditioning, insidious conditioning of lust is. He says, up and until you become free of the bodily concept of life, you can fall down at any moment. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, even a wise man, if he focuses on even just one of his senses, he can become easily bewildered. Srila Prabhupada teaches us, even up to Lord Brahma, he was bewildered by lust. He chased after his own daughter. Lord Shiva, bewildered by Mohini Murti. What to speak of the regular demigods, Indra, or even we hear coming up, Brihaspati, etc. It's the curse of bodily consciousness. But when one takes the devotional service and follows the rules and regulations of devotional service, then one becomes protected. Even though it's difficult, even though it's challenging, we become protected by the potency of engaging in devotional service to Krishna. The instructions given by the spiritual master for devotional service are tantamount to seeing the Lord himself. They're tantamount to meeting the Lord. Everything is in the mercy being given by the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada said, if you don't follow my instructions, what can I do? Because their mercy is the example they set in following their guru's instructions and repeating them and encouraging us, guiding us, training us to follow the instructions for devotional service. I'd like to read one paragraph from a purport in Bhagavad Gita, if I may. It's right around where Krishna said, Arjuna said, what is it that makes us act sinfully, even against our own desire? As if we're forced. And we all know, Krishna answered, it's lust. It's lust only, born of the mode of passion, which transforms into wrath, the all-devouring enemy of the world. So Srila Prabhupada writes that unrestricted, this is 334 purport, unrestricted sense enjoyment is the cause of material engagement. For one who follows the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures does not become entangled by the sense objects. For example, sex enjoyment is a necessity for the conditioned soul, and sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties. According to scriptural injunctions, one is forbidden to engage in sex relationships with any woman other than one's wife. All other women are to be considered as one's mother. But in spite of such injunctions, a man is still inclined to have sex relationships with other women. These propensities are to be curbed. Otherwise, there'll be stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. As long as the material body is there, the necessities in the material body are allowed, but under rules and regulations. And yet, we should not rely upon the control of such allowances. One has to follow those rules and regulations unattached to them, because practice of sense gratification under regulations may also lead one astray. As much as there's always the chance of an accident, even on the royal roads. Although they may be very carefully maintained, no one can guarantee that there'll be no danger, even on the safest road. The sense enjoyment spirit has been current a very long, long time, owing to material association. Therefore, in spite of regulated sense enjoyment, there's every chance of falling down. Therefore, any attachment for regulated sense enjoyment must also be avoided by all means. But attachment to Krishna consciousness, or acting always in the loving service of Krishna, detaches one from all kinds of sensory activities. Therefore, no one should try to be detached from Krishna consciousness at any stage of life. The whole purpose of detachment from all kinds of sense attachment is ultimately to become situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness. So to give up the inferior, we know the simple formula. You have to be given something superior. If you are totally stuffed, you go to a feast, and you've enjoyed to the fullest capacity, and then later on there's another preaching engagement, and they lay out another feast for you, it may be even a better feast than what you had last, just a couple hours ago. But when you're hungry, when you are not hungry, then no matter what is put in front of you, no matter the temptation, you aren't interested, because you're satisfied. The verse is coming up in the next purport where Yamunacharya spit at the thought of sense gratification, of sex pleasure. And I, when I was a young devotee, used to hear so many sannyasis quote that kind of thing. And Hare Krishna. Some of them didn't quite realize the import as time showed. Detachment from sense gratification and attachment to Krishna is not the same as aversion of these things. Srila Prabhupada one time quoted that verse to Guru Kripa, who at the time was a sannyasi, and he had his lota there. And when he quoted that verse, he went into an ecstasy and he started coughing up phlegm and spit into his lota. And he practically filled it up. It wasn't like, it was an ecstasy. When you have love for Krishna, these things are not an issue. When you even realize you're not the body because of engagement in devotional service, these things are not a big impediment. That's when the fangs from the snakes have been taken out. And even if the desire pops up into the mind, no big deal. Why would I do that? I want to stick my hand down into the garbage disposal or into the revolving blades of a fan? No. You wouldn't even consider it because of the higher taste. Param drisvana nivartate. When we have the higher taste, we're not dogged. Doggedly chased by the agitation of desires that come up within the mind. We see them for what they are. That's why Srila Prabhupada, from the get-go, day one, we all hear, you're not the body. Even better than that, we get to hear about, that's Sambandha, we get to hear about Abhideya. Therefore, you're the eternal servant of Krishna. Engage in his devotional service. Despite engaging in devotional service for decades, I sit here embarrassed with my paltry realization of these wonderful gifts that Srila Prabhupada is offering us. I want to tell you a pastime that was shared by Kishore Prabhu, a godbrother of mine, a friend of mine. It happened in England, in London. One time when Srila Prabhupada was giving a class, one lady stood up. She came all the time and did service, but she was a bit of a separatist. She didn't mix intimately with the devotees, and she was always argumentative. Therefore, that same mentality prevailed when Srila Prabhupada came. And when Srila Prabhupada finished the lecture, he said, "So are there any questions?" And she immediately stood up, and she said, "Swami," this is a challenging attitude, "Swami, can you see God?" Prabhupada immediately said, "Yes. God is everywhere. Why you cannot see him?" And then he stared affectionately, locked his glance, his look right into her eyes, looking right through her. "Why you have not seen?" And then there was a long silence. And then Srila Prabhupada kindly said, "Do you want to see?" Again, simply fixed in her eyes, and the long silence. And then she went and shook her head no, ashamed, putting her head down. "Therefore you cannot see." The onus is on us. Do we want to surrender to Krishna? Srila Prabhupada asked his GBC men one time in Vrindavan, "Are you convinced Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Due to our lack of conviction, because of attachment, holding on, hedging our bets, the 10th offense in chanting Hare Krishna, to maintain material attachments, even after understanding so many instructions in this matter. Because of this, we aren't convinced. When one is convinced, he gives his life to Guru. His life is no longer his. Daily, hourly, moment by moment, he is conscious that this life is yours. Please use it as you see fit. Engage me as your instrument in the service of Krishna. Because he knows, he realizes, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, part and parcel of the Lord. Therefore, at every moment, I expect his mercy. This is a prayer from Hari Bhakti Vilas. We can rest assured. You can put all the money in your bank on this one. The mercy is there. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple that you can miss it. When Srila Prabhupada puts full faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we should know that's the secret of his empowerment to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. In Krishna's names, our love for Krishna. They've been given by Lord Chaitanya, by Lord Nityananda. Everything is in chanting Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if you can't do that, then read my books. You'll understand why we should always chant Hare Krishna incessantly. Why we should be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of any sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. By reading these books, the revelation can be given from within the heart. Srila Prabhupada said, if anyone reads my book, if they even read a chapter, if they read one page, one sentence, even one word, they can be delivered from the curse of this material world. They can get Krishna. He said, even if you touch my books, your life is eternally benefited. It's so simple. But somehow or other, in our, I won't say we, in my practice of Krishna consciousness, we get into the comfort zone. Sometimes we fall into the trick of Maya that we engage mechanically. Yeah, we do that every day. We come to Srimad Bhagavatam. We go to greet the deities. We don't realize that Krishna is in his names. Krishna is his names. Krishna is every syllable of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't realize Krishna, Radha, Madhava. They're dancing and playing their flute on the temple altar. Those who have love, they realize that. To get that gift, we have to show we want it. Even if we desire it once, then the Lord will never let go of us. It's all over. It's just a matter of time. But we need to continually, daily, be inspired to introspectively pursue the consciousness of Krishna in his service. Radhika Nagar, maybe a week ago, was highlighting that we have to pray. We have to be in a prayerful mood, a mindful mood, when doing service. Because there's no question, as Krishna Chaitanya said yesterday, we're in the Dham. All mercy is there. We've already made it. We're in the spiritual world. But have we realized it? Do we take it complacently? Do we waste time here in the Dham? You can crawl back to Godhead. You're on the plane. You got your seat. The ticket's in your hand. But you can consciously get up from crawling and walk, run, fly with the mercy of the spiritual master in the holy names. It's a matter of, do we want it or not? If we associate with those who do desire it, if we cultivate that mood of begging for the holy names from our spiritual master, we'll get it. There's no doubt about it. I wanted to pull this one out. Last verse of Jeev Jago.
Jeev Jago. Bhakati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Pariya Se Hari Nama Mantra Loi Loma Giya.
Bhakti Vinod fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, he indeed received the Ma Mantra. Guru Gauranga want more than anything to give us the holy name. We're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hopefully attentively. The more we practice, the more we apply what we're contemplating this morning, the easier it becomes for the mind to be attracted to the holy names, the sound vibration of the holy names. The holy names, when one receives them, they appear within the heart. From the heart, like they say in every Kirtan Mela, chant louder, from the heart. The transcendental sound vibration, Krishna, Radha, appear in the heart. And from there they will manifest on the tongue and into the ears. Once again, conquering all the senses. How much nectar is there in the two syllables, Krishna? The pure devotees, they know, they swim in the nectar. They can't live without the nectar. Those who are most addicted to hearing and chanting to the glories of Krishna and his names, those you know are the advanced devotees. When one is advanced to this process, then the qualities manifest. Humility will always be there. What do we have to be proud of when we're practicing devotional service? Everything is a gift. Mercy means it's causeless. It's given to those who don't deserve it. And that's the property and the prerogative of the pure devotees. They possess bhakti. They possess Krishna. And they can give it to whoever they want. But they protect Krishna. They don't give full bloom, blossom Krishna praying to those who are not wanting it immediately. They give the seed of bhakti for us to cultivate according to their guidance and under their shelter so that we just don't wreak havoc among the eternal associates of the Lord. We have to show our sincerity of purpose. And to do so, there are recommendations given. I'd like to share something that Janani Vas Prabhu shared with me. I always listen with very open ears when he gives me some insight into some of the ways in which he realizes devotional service or practices devotional service. We need to realize we're not the body. As I said, sambandha gyan, that we're the eternal servant of Krishna. We need to realize it. Brahma-bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankshiki samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Upon realizing that, then bhakti begins. One graduates from apprenticeship of simply doing what one's told. Doing what one's told in Mayapur, in the Dham. Sanatan Goswami says, following Vaidhi bhakti like that is such an easy way to achieve Krishna praying. But we're not meant simply to stay stagnant or self-satisfied with Vaidhi bhakti, doing it because we're told to do it. That's not the gift coming from Vraj. It's not the mood of Krishna's eternal associates. They do it because they love Krishna. They can't help but do it. They can't help themselves. To realize that we're not the body, it is recommended. Let me read Srila Prabhupada's words. Jayatam surto pangor mamamanda matergati matsarva svapadam bojo radha madanamono. We're lame and we're ill-advised. But we're advised, we're instructed to take shelter of Radha Madan Mohan. Srila Prabhupada, Nadi Leela 1:19 in his purport says, the three deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopi Janava Vallabha, have very specific qualities. Worship of Madan Mohan is on the platform of reestablishing our forgotten relationship with the personality of Godhead. In the material world, we are presently in utter ignorance of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Pango refers to one who cannot move independently by his own strength. And Mandamate is one who is less intelligent because he's too absorbed in materialistic activities. It is best for such persons not to aspire for success in fruitive activities or mental speculation, but instead simply to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The perfection of life is simply to surrender to the Supreme. In the beginning of our spiritual life, we must therefore worship Madan Mohan so that he may attract us and nullify our attachment for material sense gratification. This relationship with Madan Mohan is necessary for neophyte devotees. And I don't care how many decades I've been practicing bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti, if we have not realized that we're Krishna's eternal servant, if we've not tasted eternality in serving Krishna, we're still on the neophyte platform. So he recommended to me, in worship of Radha and Krishna, we can pray to them in their aspect as Radha Madan Mohan. He's all attractive, and we're praying, please take my stone-like heart, my metal-caged heart, melt it by the attraction to you, by the attraction of your devotional service, attachment to your lotus feet, wherefrom all benedictions come from. When we pray, when we chant, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, this is a little extra perspective to make it personal, where Krishna knows this is a desire this Prabhu, this devotee, this servant really wants fulfilled. It's a recommendation that he gave me, and I'm passing it on to you. Or the same way with Lord Nityananda. We always talk about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. How do you know who's gotten the mercy of Lord Nityananda? One who's given up all desire for material sense gratification. As long as we hold on to these desires, what to speak of, act upon them, bhakti does not reawaken within the heart, not realize Krishna consciousness on the spiritual platform. And Krishna is only served on the spiritual platform. But he is so kind that he comes as the guru, externally initiating and instructing guru. This is Govinda Dev's representative. Govinda speaks Bhagavad Gita. Govinda is the Lord, the deity of Abhideya, of service. When you realize that you're not the body, then you can engage in the service of Radha Govinda with one's spiritualized senses, with one's, in a short amount of time, with one's spiritual senses. This is what's being offered. And we are the ones who are carrying the heavy luggage. We're the ones refusing to let go. Srila Prabhupada's trying to pry our fingers open. Let go. It's just up to us to be submissive, subservient, and allow ourselves to be guided and protected, taken by the hand, if need be, by the scruff of the neck, and led into the temple of pure bhakti. So one should hear and chant about Krishna as much as possible, conscientiously. The more you hear about Krishna, then of course you become attached to him. Let's just take one aspect of the sweetness of Krishna, one of the four ways in which no one comes close to Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, Yasoda Nandan. He plays the flute. In glorifying the flute in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Narada Muni says, how do I even begin to describe this flute of Krishna's? There is nothing in this material world that can compare to it. Now you may think it's just a piece of bamboo, but in the hands of Krishna, or I should say it is his most prized possession. He doesn't let it leave his hand or tucked in the folds of his dhoti. He always keeps his flute with him. And that flute is getting the nectar from his lips. And when he plays that flute in ways that bewilder even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they're trying to figure out the complexities and the beauty of the arrangements of the notes coming from the flute of Krishna. And they're completely bewildered. Everyone, all the Vrajvasis are steeped in love for Krishna, but when they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become totally frenzied with love and remembrance of Krishna and the overwhelming desire, let me serve, please come before me, accept my service. When Krishna plays his flute, the clouds stop. The trees begin, immovable objects, rocks, trees, they begin to tremble, shake. The animals, they immediately become stunned, looking in the direction of the sound of Krishna playing the flute. Brahmavadis, great sages in absorption of meditation on Brahman, they become completely shaken from their meditation. What is that? Is that the absolute truth? Not Brahman? Flying in their airplanes over Vraj. All the demigoddesses, the wives of Krishna, they become attracted to Krishna. Who, what woman, the gopis ask, would not be attracted to Krishna? All living entities are attracted to Krishna. We just have to open our ears to the pure transcendental nectar that the spiritual master is sharing with us through the scripture. When Narada Muni and Uddhava are explaining to Gopakumara about these things, the special, inconceivable qualities of Krishna, they are experiencing such pleasure we can't imagine. We can only see the external symptoms, falling on the ground, repeatedly paying obeisances, taking the dust of Uddhava or Narada Muni, placing a blade of grass in their teeth before speaking, begging for blessings to be allowed to speak, to dare to speak of these things. Because they know how priceless, inconceivably priceless Krishna, Krishna's service, Krishna's glories are. And that's the nectar we're looking for. When you have spare time, don't stop. Don't be satisfied at 16 rounds in the Dham. When you have time, read Srila Prabhupada's books. He would rather translate, hear and chant Srimad Bhagavatam than sleep years simply translating in the dead of night while everybody else comfortably slept. What to speak of eating? If you come to the point where you'd rather hear the glories of Bhagavatam than running to eat. We always joke, oh, Sri Ravijajal, that'll wake everybody up. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Put you right to sleep. When we see that we want that, that the real nourishment is in the hearing and chanting and remembering of Krishna, that's a very good sign. And we should associate with those who have the taste and don't waste time. In their company, serving them, hearing from them, chanting with them, we get the taste also. When we get the taste, life becomes so much easier. Devotional service becomes so much easier. Those who are convinced and those who are fixed in this process, they jump without a parachute. They completely depend on Guru and Krishna. They know if I'm trying to share the glories of Krishna, if I'm trying to give my life to Krishna, Krishna and his devotees are there to catch me. I actually saw a video of some fool jumping out of an airplane. I forget how many tens of thousands of feet he was up in the air. It was like 30-something thousand feet or something. He jumped out without a parachute so he could make the Guinness Book of Records. But he had trained, and he had faith that at the end of that fall, there was this real big net, this big old whatever, cushion, as big as this room, easily as big as this room. He walked away to tell the story. In the same way, I'll quote Tribhuvanath. Prabhus who would associate with him and go with him to Africa or different places to spread Krishna consciousness, sometimes it got to be too much because his faith in Guru and Krishna was so complete. He would have no idea where the next meal, where the gasoline for the truck was coming from, or what they would find when they would go to places that had never seen a white man, or places where white men were not welcome. Don't worry, Prabhu. Krishna will provide. Those who have that faith and give their life to Prabhupada and Krishna. Miracles happen daily. We see it in our own lives in small ways. Just imagine what awaits for us when we surrender lock, stock, and barrel to Guru and Vaishnavas. It's there. It's so simple we miss it. It's right now. All we have to do is embrace it. So I think on that note, I'd like to stop. If there are any questions or comments, I'll try to be. We got five or so minutes. Thank you for your association, for your attention. Without you, Mayapur is not Mayapur. So any questions or comments? Thank you, Prabhus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Mr. Bhagavan, we can always count on you. Yes, Prabhu.
When we hear great Lord Chaitanya and great sages say that, talk about their difficulties in devotional service, like Lord Chaitanya says, all of Krishna's names have all of his potencies within them, but due to my offenses, I have no attraction for chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakura has the song Gopinath, which is all full of lamentation of my condition. And we read that, there's always sort of an idea that, well, this is just being humble. That's just more nectar that these great personalities are, that is, although they are fully attached to the holy names, although they completely free from sinful, from anartas, yet they're just kind of showing us that just being compassionate by showing an example or taking that mood. But then some of us actually really do have a problem.
Really? Okay, what's your question?
How can we progress and be actually develop attachment for the holy name and become free from the anartas when we really actually don't have a taste and we really are completely fallen?
Well, I think I tried to give the answer to your question in class, so I won't repeat anything I said. But you reminded me of Vaisheshika Prabhu, another dear friend and Siksha Guru of mine. And when he associates with exalted Vaishnavas, God brothers, Ranjan Swami, His Holiness Ranjan Swami, Radhanath Swami, I could give a long list. He asked them, would you please tell me about your struggles in sharing Krishna consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness? Because we hear of the results of their preaching. Amazing. You know, 10,000 devotees practicing Krishna consciousness in the Ukraine. I mean, you know, you hear these preaching and fruits of these wonderful devotees and you think, wow, they can do it, but how could I ever do something in that direction, in that vein? But if and when they share the struggle, the challenges they faced, and the digging deep within to simply surrender. I can't do this. You have to work through me, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord Chaitanya, work through me. Don't let my faults, my frailties, my condition get in the way of sharing you in your service with others. He said he relishes hearing that. And in reality, he looks forward to the seemingly impossible challenges because that's where the mercy is. The biggest amount of mercy. When full surrender is required, that's when all these other things that are dogging us in Vaidhi Bhakti, in the lower rungs of inattentive chanting of Namabhas stage, etc. Those things aren't a problem. The sun, the bright sun of Krishna consciousness dispels all that fog-like disturbance. And that's my answer. And a footnote in regards to Yayati Prabhu, King Yayati. I said how shameless it was that he would ask for youth, but we don't want to fall victim to focusing simply on the one moment, the few years even, of his pitiful mentality, his attachment to sex life. the big picture is, as we continue on, he broke through. He realized this is useless, a waste of time. And he surrendered completely to Krishna. Krishna is always aware of the big picture, and the pure devotees of the Lord are always looking at the potential of devotees. What to speak of devotees who have difficulties? Who doesn't have difficulties? Janani Vas Prabhu, with folded hands, I'll share one. I think it's okay to say. In a very intimate exchange one time, sitting right over there after a wonderful class, he asked me, "Would you please pray that I give up my envy?" Who among us thinks that Janani Vas is an envious person? But bhakti, nature of the soul, is that you think, you know that you are exceedingly unqualified and low. As Srila Prabhupada said in one prayer to Rukmini Dwarkadish, to Radha and Krishna installing the deities, tearfully said, "My dear Lord, I'm so fallen and rotten, but please, please accept whatever service I can offer to you." Dainya, utter humility, is non-different from Krishna Prem. The two are synonymous. And the more we practice that one quality, whether we're chanting, serving, hearing, etc., that one quality can give us the rocket fuel to make rapid advancement, to rise above the petty, broken glass that we've been clutching onto. Is there any other question or comment? Keshava Madhava Prabhu.
Thank you, Vijayananda Prabhu. Wonderful class. You spoke about Krishna's flute very beautifully, and you mentioned about three other qualities of Krishna. Could you elaborate on them?
I alluded to them, but you go to nectar devotion. Time doesn't allow me to. His devotees, sweetness of his devotees, his flute. Help me out here, Ananda Tirtha, because I'm going to freeze up here. His beauty and pastimes. Four features that not even Dwarkadish, Dwarkanath has. And Lord Chaitanya is giving that entrance into that realm for service to that personality. Unbelievable. Inconceivable. One last one, if anyone wants. Jai Gaur Sundar. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your wonderful class.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki, yeah. I don't have a question. I don't have a comment. I want to tell a story, short.
Make it short so I don't get in trouble when they say, 9 o'clock, you're supposed to be out of here.
Okay. Everybody knows the story of Ajami. Mm-hmm. So one person was like Ajami. And his life, all the time, he was hoarding money, you know, illegally. And one day he thought, everybody chanting Hare Krishna, let me try. I want to try. So he sent his secretary or servant, whoever, that go get me a mala. Bead bag. A bead. So servant said, "You? You want to chant?" He said, "No. I want to try. Go." So the servant went and to buy beads. And he took a long time bargaining for cheapest bead. By the time when he came back, person was dead.
Hare Krishna.
So at that time, Yamadutas came to take him. By the same time, Vishnudutas came. So Yamadutta had argument that in Ajamil case, he at least chanted name Narayan. He was calling for his son. But in his case, he never did anything. The Vishnu Dutta said he desired to chant. That's why even if we desire to be Krishna conscious, Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. Thank you very much.
Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ke. Rataraj Srimad Bhagavatam ke. Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ke. Hare Krishna.